takes.
And you count.
Precious.
Pacific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raise 10-0.
Even.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay, I have another thing I want to try. And I want Lisa to tell a story. Okay, so I want you to tell a story, something maybe that happened today or this week, but the four of us are going to throw in details, and I want you to roll with it. Like, it happened. Like, you know, you could say, all right, well, this morning I had to go to the grocery store, and Brian says, to pick up flour. And you would add that into your story.
Okay.
Okay.
But it should be a legitimate story that you're just going to add.
Yeah, make a legitimate story. Like your
details too.
Yeah, like your car, like, you know, like a car story.
I have a work-related one.
A work-related story, okay.
Yeah, I have a work-related one.
All right, so, and we can shout it out or whatever, okay. and let's go
with it. Wait, we have to interrupt her while she's...
Yeah, kind of.
And just...
Okay. But politely.
Oh, it's okay. I won't be insulted.
I hate being interrupted.
It's all good. Okay, so today when I come into work, the delivery guy.
Wait! I got an idea too. I'll put the bell in the middle.
Okay.
We can use the bell, and we'll ring the bell, and you have to pause
okay.
when we ring
okay.
the bell. Oh, I love new rules. This is great. So, one of us will hit the bell, and then you stop, and then you incorporate what we add to the story.
Okay. So today when I got into working at Yankee Candle, the delivery guy was there along with.
Who you were extremely attracted to.
Okay, who I was extremely attracted to. And he was arguing with the store manager over...
A booger in his nose.
Over a booger in his nose. And also whether or not he could leave his pallet directly outside the store. Right into the common area of the mall. And in the process of his arguing, he's coming back and forth with his little carts full of...
And his nice supple ass.
Yes.
Okay.
As I was watching his ass walk in and out of the store with his cart full of boxes. Oh, sorry.
And candy corn.
And candy corn.
Boxes where I was going.
Of boxes of candy corn, candles, boxes of candles, and candy corn. He proceeds to argue with her that he doesn't believe that it's a problem for him to put his pallet outside in the common area, even though we've been told several times.
By the maintenance man,
that we will be fined if he continues to perform this horrible task. So, he finishes unloading these two pallets after they have this whole kind of shouting match back and forth in front of customers, mind you.
While eating Klondike bars.
Random, but okay. While eating Klondike bars, arguing and shouting back and forth in front of customers. He walks out of the store to go get another pallet off the truck and comes back with the pallet.
And a Klondike bar.
And a new Klondike bar, which he gave to her, even though they were kind of fighting just a minute ago. So he puts his pallet outside of the store and she walks to the front of the store and she says,
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
What would you do for a Klondike bar? And didn't I just tell you that you can't bring your pallet to the front of the store? Where he proceeds to tell her that he's not going to listen to her until the maintenance man...
Named Juan,
tells him personally that he's not allowed to bring his pallet back to the store. So, he goes back and forth finishing his pallet or whatever. Meanwhile, customers are commenting to me.
Customer's name was Two.
Two?
Yeah. Well, the maintenance man was Juan.
Oh. That was...
That was kind of bad.
That was not funny. That was not funny at all. I'm going to give you the opportunity to change the customer's name.
Keeping it with Two.
All right, okay. So the customer, whose name was Two, as she told me, commented to me that the store manager was pretty pissed. And that's exactly what she said. Wow, she's pretty pissed. I said, well, it's a little bit of a serious situation. So...
One that requires help from a superhero.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about the superhero that she called. You got nothing?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, she picks up the phone to call the superhero.
Conveniently, Superman was in the phone booth at that very moment, getting changed.
Oh, right on the corner of the outlet mall in the phone booth.
Exactly.
No, he was in the dressing room of the...
In the phone booth, and that's why he can answer the phone.
He was in the phone booth.
That's why superhero's name is Three.
Yes.
The superhero, Superman Three, decides that he's going to come into the store and he's going to help fix the situation. Yes, he helps to fix the situation. So they go back and forth for another minute or two, and he proceeds to tell us that he will no longer deliver shipments to our store, period.
Unless they feed him.
What are we feeding him? I would guess that you would know.
Peas and carrots.
Oh! Unless they feed him peas and carrots. Perfect. So, he walks out of the store to go get the fourth pallet, and she kind of tells him, don't show up with the pallet outside the door.
Bandito.
So he comes back, finally, this time with the cart instead of with the entire pallet. And in the meantime, Superman 3 decides he's going to work out all the situation or whatever. Fills out a carrier complaint form that goes through to the company and kind of gets him in trouble. And while he's standing there delivering the last fourth pallet, he actually gets a phone call from his supervisor telling him that he's not allowed to deliver to our store anymore.
Wow.
So we're actually going to get new delivery guys.
From Yugoslavia.
From Yugoslavia.
The end.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Do you have an update on Peppertown?
I do not.
Or an upper date on Peptown?
I do not. I have neither.
That stinks.
Sorry.
Kind of lame.
Well, that's because my writers in North Carolina aren't writing anything for me.
Oh. So we're using outside sources, are we?
Yes, I'm outsourcing Peppertown stories to Dana and Nadine. Right.
What about Katrina?
No, she's not a writer.
Oh.
She's a very nice woman, but she sounds like she's a writer.
Oh.
Nadine is a writer, and so is Dana.
All right, well, hurry up, guys. We want to hear the history of Peppertown.
Yes, please. Thank you.
We will be right back with the Imaginary Radio Show. Like the Imaginary Radio Show page on Facebook.
So years ago, I had a tape recorder. I was given a tape recorder, I guess, for my birthday. And it was, I don't know why I had it a day before my birthday, but I guess maybe my mother gave it to me a day before or something like that, whatever. And tape recorders are cool. It was one of these old-fashioned ones where it's flat and, like, you know, you could record yourself or whatever. And, you know, just stuff. For some reason, like, I guess, you know, my cousins and I, we used to, like, tape stuff, you know, whatever. Just, I don't know, ourselves talking or singing or whatever.
And we all did that when we were kids.
Yeah, I guess we all did it when we were kids. I don't know.
But we're doing it now.
We're doing it.
Good point.
We're doing it now. So, anyway, like, I did, and it was before my voice changed. And my sister, my youngest sister, Teresa, was in the background, and she was crying. She was just a baby. She didn't even, like, really speak or whatever. And I was going through some tapes because I had a whole collection of cassette tapes, and I'm like, you know, I should really start labeling these things or just get rid of them or whatever. And as I was going through, I found, I guess this was a couple years later, I found another tape that had, like, it was recorded again on October 16th. It was the next year. And my voice was like, I don't know, like froggy. It was like kind of changing or whatever. And I found, like, yet another one with the same, it was the same date. My sister's, like, in the back, like, my family's in all the recordings, whatever, and so I'm like, you know what, this is, like...
Maybe they purposely did it for you, the same way we used to go sit on the poles in the basement and measure yourself.
Yeah, like, maybe like to see how your voice was changing.
No, it was me, though.
On the poles? Yeah, no. Sit on the poles, stand for poles, the poles that pulled up the house.
Oh, right. So you were recording.
Like, if you still go to my grandfather's house... You could see how, you know, 1972 was, you know, down the floor.
Yeah, but this was me. Yeah, I was the one in control of the recorder.
Well, knowing you,
but
maybe...
But you were already, like, 15 then, so you should have been... how you are now.
So anyway, I had, like, two or three years of this taped, like, the day before my birthday. And, like, the only other person that was in every one was my sister, Teresa. She just happened to be, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I gotta do this. I gotta do this every year. I think it's pretty neat to have a recording. Like, you know, I'll say something and I'll get her on the tape, whatever. So, like, I do it every year since I was 13. So I have.
Whoa.
Oh, give them up.
That many years.
Talk about mystery tapes.
But what's weird is if you did it for that long, you didn't remember doing it. It's like you were discovering
it. Well, I found it earlier on. Like, I... After the third year or something like that, that's when I started labeling tapes, and I just happened to find it that I did it 3 years in a row without even knowing about it. So I'm like, I got to continue this.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. How many years has it been? I don't know. Like,
24.
So I've been doing it for 24 years.
You have all the tapes?
I have all the tapes.
Can you compilate that for me?
I'm in the process
of compile?
Like... I'm in the process of digitizing them.
Can you digitize them and give them to me, please?
We'll see.
But anyway, so it was my birthday. It was actually the day before my birthday or whatever. And I'm like, I got to do it again. So, like, you know, I got my sister and, like, I had her do, you know, say something, whatever. Now, like, she just tells a little bit about her life. It's funny because it's, like, expanded. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because I have two godchildren. So I have a godson, right? And he's 10 now. But when he was 3, I thought of, like, it just came to me. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm the godfather. He should get me a ring. So...
Oh, it gets better.
I asked my one sister, I said, you know what? She's like, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, well, I want my godson to get me a ring. Because I'm his godfather. You know, something out of the quarter machine, whatever. So he goes and he gets... And sure enough, he's 3. And like, oh, and here's a gift from, you know, your nephew or whatever. Like, boom, gives me a ring. So I'm like, okay, James, you may kiss my ring. So he kissed my ring. And it's just stupid, right? But next year, showed up with another ring. And I'm like, this is good. You know, I want a ring. So now I have... How many rings do I have?
A lot.
I have 7 rings.
They're all lined up in order.
They're all lined up in order. I bring them out every birthday, and I put them on so he can see that he's given me 7 rings so far. And so, like, each one, like, a lot of them have pumpkins because it's
around
Halloween or whatever. So now I have a goddaughter, and she's not even 1 yet, but my birthday came up, so she got me a ring.
Very nice.
And she kissed my ring because I'm the godfather. So I told my sister, my other sister, I said, you know what? After 10 rings, he can stop. And that's when my younger sister said, oh, no, for 20-something years I've been doing your tape thing, this is going to go on forever. You have 10 toes. We're going to keep this going. So.
Sorry, 10 fingers, 10 toes.
Yeah.
Man, when he's 21, he's in for a real surprise.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Did anybody ever ask? listeners, email us at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and let us know where you're listening from.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.